Stain Gang podcast time. Pete Stein, along with head coach Scott Lynn of both the men's and women's tennis teams, as Midwestern State gets ready to participate in the national NCAA tournament. And just participated in the Lone Star Conference tournament this past weekend. But let's start with what we have found out about where Midwestern State is bound. And let's start with the men. They'll play Friday at 10 a.m. against UT Tyler. You turned out to be the number 3 seed in the region, taking on UT Tyler. You like the way that the draw came out for you?
Absolutely, and that's what we earned. We earned the number 3 seed, and we were one of the top 2 teams in the region during the regular season and didn't prove it in the Lone Star Conference, but we're excited about the opportunity on Friday.
How concerned are you about the results that you had in the LSC tournament?
I'm not concerned at all. I mean, we had a little bit of some challenges going into that tournament, and I felt like the guys, we didn't play our best in doubles. But we also, I felt like we had guys that stepped up, guys that played up. Almost our whole team had to play up a position in that tournament. And I felt like we did a good job. We could have, the matches that were still on, we were in good shape against Cameron. And so I felt like we put our best foot forward, and, I'm excited for the men's tennis team. I feel like each day, each week, we keep getting better, which is exciting.
Well, that's what a coach always wants, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what you're striving for. And to be playing your best tennis at this time of the year, and do you think that's the case for the Midwestern men?
I think so. I mean, I think it's I think we have several guys that are starting to come into their own. I think they've done a wonderful job of working with each other throughout the entire year. We have a completely new team for the most part. We don't have anybody that's been in our program for longer than 3 semesters. And so that could have made the end of the season really difficult. But because they've worked so hard to be a family on and off the court and work together, that I feel like they enjoy so much to spend time with each other and then also to compete in our program. And they love playing the sport of tennis. And so it's worked out really well.
You got this matchup with UT Tyler, and you played them earlier this year, and that was a very close duel.
It was a good match. It was a good match by both teams. They were able to find a way to win at the end, but it was an excellent match across the board.
How important is the doubles when you play UT Tyler?
I mean, it's important, but it's you know, 1 point, and it's also, you know, every singles match is worth 1 point. So it's, they didn't win the doubles point, and they won the match, and that really wasn't what decided it. There were some matches where we had a chance in singles and we didn't quite finish those matches.
They've got some of the I'm almost afraid to say this with you, but I'm going to say it anyway. They have some of the top-ranked players in the region playing at UT Tyler, so yeah. Your guys are going to be challenged for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, they're a good team. Cameron's a good team. Lubbock Christian, who made the NCAA tournament for the first time. Congratulations to Jason and his team. You know, they're all good players at this point. You know, it comes down to who competes better, who's more ready to play, who's willing to put it all on the line. You know, those are the people that win this time of year. So, you know, it's, yes, they've got good players, but everybody's got good players.
Any thoughts about that Lubbock Christian Cameron matchup?
I mean, I think Cameron's a pretty difficult team to play. They've got a lot of experience, and I feel like they stay composed for long periods of time. And that'll be, you know, but Lubbock Christian has got the guy that won the ITA regional, and their number 2 players is solid, very good. And then their, you know, their 6 is solid, and their doubles is good. So, you know, you never know. You never know this time of year, and they've got nothing to lose, you know, when they go down there, they go over to play Cameron.
Were you surprised that Cameron got the number 1 seed? They did beat UT Tyler in the LSC tournament.
Well, no. I mean, I think it's – they probably were splitting hairs at the end. I mean, I think it's – you know, they did win the last match, but UT Tyler won earlier at Cameron.
Right.
And both teams had a great season, and both teams are – I mean, they both had very good seasons this year. So, I mean, either team would have been deserving of a number 1 seed.
Let's talk a little bit about where the women are at. And you don't have a very long road trip. You're going to be taking on Cameron. Cameron, the number 1 seed, Midwestern State, the 4th seed. By the way, the men will be playing Friday at 10 a.m. The women will be playing Monday at 1 p.m. Against Cameron. And you had a really good duel here against Cameron, and Midwestern State came out victorious earlier this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think our ladies, we've had matches, you know, in the last month where we've been spot on. And then we've had matches where we weren't ready to go completely as a team. And that'll be the – if we're ready to play, then we've proven that we can beat anybody in this region. If we're not ready to play, then it gets really tough because there's a lot of good teams in this region. You know, there's only four that made it, but there's seven, eight teams that would have made it in the past.
Well, I got a chance to be with both teams when the announcements were made. The women were really excited about this opportunity to get to play Cameron.
Yeah.
And probably excited about the fact they don't have to take a long road trip.
Yeah, and I don't think it has anything to do with really St. Mary's or getting an opportunity to play Cameron. I think it's just the opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament. I think this year was a little bit more up in the air than what it has been in the past, so it was nice to see him excited.
I'll ask you the same question we asked about the men and the results from the LSC tournament. Did any concerns coming out of that with the women?
No, I mean, we addressed those things today in practice, and we addressed them after the end of the match. And we've got a lot of seniors, and when we're all on the same page together, we're very, very good. When we're not on the same page together, then, you know, we're not that strong. We're very average. And so we need to all be on the same page, and we all need to be committed to the task in hand.
So when you say all be on the same page, what kind of detail that for me. What are you looking for in terms of being on the same page?
Well, okay, I'm not going to give all of our secrets away. And I know other people are listening to these podcasts, which is great. And thank y'all so much for listening, especially the parents all over the world and former players. But I know that we have some opposing teams and players that listen to this, which is great. Thank you for listening as well. You know, I think that what do you mean by all on the same page? I think you all have to be working towards the same goal this time of year. I mean, it's when you have a whole bunch of seniors, you know, there's the opportunity to look past this and look at your future. And maybe you're tired from 4 years of playing college tennis. Whatever the case is, at some point you've got to recognize that you have this opportunity together and you've been given a gift to play college tennis and you need to make the most of it. And if you don't, then, you know, then you'll be the one that kind of looks back 5-10 years and goes, you know, I missed a great opportunity.
The other match in this region, two LSC schools, obviously, Angelo State and St. Mary's, that has a chance to be a real dogfight.
It'd be a really good match. St. Mary's, again, is playing very well at the end of the season. They did a great job winning the Lone Star Conference. It's going to be a tricky match for Angelo because you go down there, and we found this out last year. You go down there, and the humidity is a little bit different than it is everywhere else in the Lone, besides maybe Kingsville. It's a little bit different than everywhere else, and so you've got to be fit and you've got to be ready for the climate, not just St. Mary's, but the conditions. And Bill does a great job of playing into that. Their style, the way they play, is beneficial to the climate that they're in. So he's done an excellent job again. And Angelo's a very good team. They beat us. They probably beat us the most soundly out of anybody in this region. And so, you know, that's they're a good team. And if they come ready to play, Angelo State can beat anybody in this region as well.
So we're recording this right after the selections were announced. What are your plans between now and when the men play Friday and when the women play Monday? And is it tough for you, because you are going to be coaching the men Friday at 10 a.m., to not be with the women for those couple of days?
No, I mean, we'll leave at a time on Thursday. I'll adjust the schedule so that we get a hitting session in on Thursday, and we'll do something on Friday. But, no, I mean, we took off yesterday. We took off Saturday and Sunday, so they got 2-day rest. No, Saturday was not on purpose, because obviously we'd have been playing in the Lone Star Conference, but we were off Saturday. So they got 2 days, and that sometimes that benefits you in the end is some days off. But, I mean, you know, the challenge really is setting up hotels and making sure practice court times are available and making sure student-athletes get their excused absence sheets to the professors. And professors, we appreciate the fact that they work with us this time of year when our schedule is pretty fluid. I mean, we didn't know where we were going to be playing until, you know, 30 minutes ago. And so in the NCAA tournament's a little bit different because you don't set all those things. You know, those things kind of come at you and you don't really know where you're going and exactly what day, but it'll be fine. I mean, it'll work out well. We'll travel down to UT Tyler on Thursday with the men's team, and then I'll be back Friday evening, and then we'll practice Saturday and Sunday, and we'll go up to Lawton on Sunday, and then we'll play Monday.
Is getting both teams into the NCAA tournament, does that make it a successful year?
I don't think so at this point. I mean, I don't feel like that's, you know, we've done this for, I'm not sure how many years in a row now. I'd have to go back and look, but it's more, I think it's at least 10, where both teams have qualified for the last 10 years in a row, which is great. And applaud all the student athletes and all those, all the coaches that we've had in the program and everybody that supported our program, because we would not be there if it was just based on coaching. And so I appreciate the student athletes and everything that they've done, and they've done an amazing job. And so we're very fortunate, but no, you know, I definitely want to continue to advance this program. You know, I talked to, when Charlie Carr was the athletic director here, you know, we had a plan for what we thought the tennis program could be here at MSU, and we haven't reached those goals yet. And we're 13 years in, and so there's still a plan, and you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but you never want to be satisfied either. And there'll be a time to look back, you know, somewhere down the road. This team will look back in a month from now and appreciate what they went through. Maybe they get to appreciate it, you know, in the middle of May at the national championships, but at some point they will. For me, it's a little different, because I want to, there's certain things I want to make sure MSU tennis gets to. And so that's the plan. But I wouldn't say that we're content or satisfied with making the NCAA regionals, even though this region, and we talked about it in the last podcast, this region continues to get better and better, which is great for us. And, you know, it's great. Coaches have done a great job across the region, and the talent continues to get better. And that's a win for the South Central region and for the Lone Star Conference. So I appreciate that a lot. So it definitely makes getting to the NCAA tournament more satisfying, because you've done it in a better region than what's been here for the last several regions.
Well, and as you were watching the selection process, I got a kick out of both the men's and women's selection shows. A team would come up and you go, "We're playing them next year."
Right.
We're playing them next year.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good schedule next year. I'm working with Chris Bizzott at UT Tyler, and we'll have some good matches at UT Tyler, and then we're going to have some good teams come here, and then we're going to Nebraska and playing a lot of teams that had a good season this year, and then we're going to Florida and playing some good teams. Then you have our conference schedule. It'll be the best schedule we've put together from beginning to end, from the beginning of the spring to the end of the spring in the last, you know, 7-8 years, which is great.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a killer schedule for you next year. Yeah. What about this year's schedule? Has it prepared you for the NCAA tournament? Do you feel like you're ready to go?
Yeah,
I mean, that you've got enough. You're match tough, I guess, is what I'm asking.
No, I'm glad that, you know, for the UT Tyler match, I only have to drive 3.5 hours, and for the Lawton match, we only have to drive an hour, because we've driven all over the United States to play teams, and you know that's part of the deal, is to go into different places and be expected to play well, regardless of what environment you're in.
Well, we appreciate your time, and congratulations. I know that you think it's unfinished business, and that's great, but congratulations on what you've done so far.
Thank you.
That is Scott Lynn, the tennis coach here at Midwestern State University. That's another Stain Gang podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.